2 for your free catalog now.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. We are broadcasting live today from Cataldo Nursery, and they are located in Littleton, Massachusetts. And if you're traveling on 495, it's exit 31. From the Boston area, come up Route 3 north to 495 and then head south. And it's about a 15-minute drive to exit 31. Very easy to get there from here. It's a spring open house. We have a bird lady. They will be here until 2 o'clock. They will tell you all about birds and how to get them to nest and feed in your yard. They have a Techo Block mobile display. They will tell you how to build your own patio, a wall. They have a man who's here with some sheep. And we'll teach you everything you need to know about sheep. Great for the kids. And you can see the wool that the sheep makes. All kinds of different things. So come on by and say hello. And I'm here until 2. Well, we talked a little bit earlier about crabgrass and how important it is to get it right now. And I know a lot of you want to try and do things organically. And as I mentioned earlier, we've invited Bill Sandler from the Bradfield Organics Company. And they produce a corn gluten that's very unique. It not only is a fertilizer, but it will kill the crabgrass in your lawn and also a lot of the broadleaf weeds. So joining us is Bill Sandler. Bill, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. I'm doing well. I'm really pleased that you were able to join us this morning. I know this time of the year you're all over the place at garden centers doing talks. And, again, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's great.
Tell us about your company, Bradfield Organics, and why you, as a company, have decided to make fertilizers and weed killers like corn gluten available to the public for their yards.
A couple key things that occurred. Our parent company is Land O'Lakes Purina Mills. We're one of the largest, I'll say, millers of products across the country. And what we discovered, and always the fun ones are a little bit by accident, was that feeding the biology in the soil is actually not very different in many biological processes as feeding the biology that walks on the ground. And Purina has certainly led the industry in developing diets and programs for healthy horses and cattle and dogs and cats and everything for years and years and years. So some of that same technology now works to grow that biology and build a very healthy lawn. So it was became more of a natural fit of what we could do. And we're always very positive towards, I'll say, trends and helping customers achieve the kind of results that they want. And certainly organics and natural is a growing segment in the market every year.
Tell us about corn gluten. How does it work?
Well, corn gluten is both a, I will comment, a loved product by many, and I will say a little bit misrepresented or confused by many people. What we would love to present to everybody on your garden show is that, first and foremost, think of corn gluten as a high-quality, high-nitrogen organic fertilizer. Because if you just think of it as its pre-emergent values, then you miss an enormous amount of opportunities to use a great product. Corn gluten can be used in the lawn, obviously to green up and thicken up grass as a fertilizer if it's applied correctly and at the right levels. You've already discussed, I heard in the background, you know, it can have some pre-emergent type activity from the data from Iowa State, where it will help control the sprouting of weeds, or actually that kills little bitty seedlings in the yard. But it works so wonderfully in the garden, around sweet corn, around your vegetables. It will work wonderfully in the any plantings you do as you get done to put some corn gluten around them. You might get some weed suppression, but better yet, you'll get this wonderful 60 to 90 day feeding of nitrogen. And I guess, and I'll let you come back here, but one of the things we found early on is when we presented it as a pre-emergent, lots of people, when we said to use it in the summer, said, oh, no, no, I can't use it because it's a pre-emergent. I don't need a pre-emergent now. And we just realized that these people were just missing out on its all of its other wonderful uses. So we kind of like to promote it first as a fertilizer, and the pre-emergent effects will take over if you do everything just kind of in the right way.
Now, if people have perennial beds that are established, they have a vegetable garden that's, you know, the seeds are all up. They've planted peas and beans and things. They can use corn gluten in place of like a 10-10-10 chemical or a 5-10-5 chemical, right?
Absolutely. And, of course, in the Bradford line, we have a product called 315. As well. Of course, we have some other garden products, tomato and those, and all of those will work. But gluten, certainly, for any of the high nitrogen feeders. So, for example, green beans, I might say, well, maybe gluten isn't our best choice. We'd use our 315 or our veggie product. But certainly for high feeders like corn, squash, things like that, even around your tomatoes, if you need some extra nitrogen, don't want to overpush that. But it would work, you know, fantastic. Perennial beds, your hostas, anything where you're after additional green growth, plus most people in a perennial bed, and you correct me if I'm wrong here, will tend to mulch. And one of the things we want to do is get that mulch incorporated into the soil through the biology and the earthworms and everything else by about pretty much by next spring. And corn gluten becomes an additional feeding source for that biology to then help incorporate that mulch, which, as you understand more than well, because you and I have chatted a lot, it then improves the soil overall by adding more organic matter and things like that to make that soil richer and have more tilth to it.
Now, one of the things that I've noticed with some of the Bradfield organic products that you don't just use corn gluten, you use a lot of different manures and things. Tell us about that.
Well, I'll correct you on one thing, is we actually don't use any manures or sludges. We are very specific about that. But we do use a wide variety of other feed ingredients that have a lot of wonderful uses. Again, you have to think of this biology, and we're feeding all kinds of different critters that have very different nutritional needs. So we will use alfalfas. They do some unique things. Iowa actually discovered Iowa again. Back in the 70s, that alfalfa actually stimulates root development through a natural compound. So we have alfalfa in our products. We use molasses as a high-energy source to feed a particular class of bacteria. We use all kinds of other things. We have humic acids and things like that in our products as well. But the reason we don't add sludges or manures or compost is, though we love them, but in the making of them, they reduce the caloric value. So if you tried to feed a compost-type product to an animal, you would get very, very poor performance because it's low in energy. Great in micronutrients, but low in energy. So it's kind of like living on celery. You need a little bit more, and that's what the Bradfield line is very unique about, is we bring that energy back to the system that allows it to really expand and grow in your yard and garden.
if people want to use your organic fertilizers for flowers and perennials and vegetables and shrubs, how often would they use it during the year? If you use a synthetic product, you got to use it almost monthly. How often would you use organics?
I'm going to give you two quick, hopefully, answers. One is, if you're planting a new plant, what we would love to see you do is put the organics with some compost, our product, at the rate of 1 pound of product per cubic foot of topsoil and compost below the plant. And if you do that, you've pretty much got a 60 to 90 day feed of that material for that young plant. And then at about 60 to 90 days, you would then want to top dress either gluten or one of the other products around it. And that will give you about 180 days or 6 months worth of feeding. So no, probably 2 to 3 feedings a year. If it's an established plant, then I would basically say you'd want to look at 2 major feedings, one in the summer and then another one in the fall. And as we all understand, fall is a wonderful time because root development and a lot of things are happening for the plant. So we want to make sure we get that feeding in as well.
Now, when you're using corn gluten, do we have to worry about maybe like burning a lawn or overstimulating a plant?
We have not run into any detriments in putting down any of our fertilizers from a burning or overuse standpoint other than 2 points. One, you can't apply so much that you will literally mulch the yard or mulch the plant. That obviously, that would be a problem, and that would occur. The other is that in very small pots or seedlings, because we are a food source and we'll...
Folks, I want to tell you about a new organic fertilizer that's an absolute powerhouse in terms of its nutritional value. Converted Organics all-natural fertilizers are rich in organic matter, protein, and humic acid, and deliver high-quality turf and a healthy soil. So why Converted Organics? By using Converted Organics fertilizer, your lawn will have a lush green color and more durable. What's more, you can reduce negative environmental impacts, eliminate the use of chemicals, reduce the amount of water required for your lawn, and increase the soil health. This spring, nourish your lawn and garden with Converted Organics all-natural organic fertilizers. Available at Home Depot, Whole Foods, and selected independent garden centers in the Northeast. To find a store near you and sign up for a chance to win a free organic lawn care makeover, visit convertedorganics.com/home. Converted Organics, safe and effective. Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf. Bugs and weeds got you down this year? How would you like to save on the products to do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Killzall to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big saving. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years' experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Again, we're trying to give you a little bit of information and background about some of these products so that you know how they work and what they do. And I learned something today. I didn't realize that corn gluten could be used as a substitute fertilizer for vegetables and perennials. So when you're down at your local nursery, if you want to get away from things like 10-10-10 and 5-10-5, these 10-10-10 and 5-10-5 is a good food. The problem is it only lasts 30 days. So if you're busy and you go, you know, you put your 10-10-10 and 5-10-5 in the garden, you assume that it's going to last you the whole year. It doesn't. So go with the corn gluten. That will keep you more organic, and it will also control the crabgrasses that are developing between your tomato plants and bean plants and things like that. So it's got two benefits, and it works wonderful. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Doug from Cape Cod, who has a question about a privacy hedge.
Doug, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Thank you. We recently put on a deck on the side of our house, and now I'm looking over our fence to our neighbor's yard, and I'd rather not. And someone suggested we put up bamboo, and then another person says, don't do that because it's so invasive. So I didn't know if you had suggestions on a very thin, narrow, tall, year-round hedge.
The best plant for you on Cape Cod is called a Leland cypress. And Leland cypress grows like arborvitae, very columnar, but grows like three times faster than arborvitae. Unfortunately, once you get off Cape, they're not as winter hardy. But on Cape Cod, the Leland cypress is the king for privacy screening and for hedges, for noise barriers. It's incredible. And it will grow almost 2 feet a year. But they grow like a column, like a cylinder. And they'll get up as high as 25 feet. and you space them about 6 to 10 feet apart, depending on how quick you want them to fill in. But if you want something that's going to give you privacy year-round, being evergreen, stay narrow because of lack of space, and grow quick, the Leland cypress is the king. And you go to any garden center, nursery on Cape Cod, and they'll show you the Leland cypress, and it's not eaten by deer like arborvitae does. So take a look at that. The only thing you want to be aware of is if we do get a heavy, wet snow, it doesn't have a very strong stem. So if you're getting a big snow, during the storm, go out there and give the tree a good shake to get some of the snow off, and you'll be fine. But for privacy, Leland cypress is the king of all of the evergreen plants that live on Cape Cod. It's absolutely wonderful. Now, I know a lot of you are trying to control the crabgrass and the dandelions and things, but the big weeds right now in the lawn are ajuga, ground ivy, and violets. So if you look on your lawn and you're seeing purple flowers, it's either ajuga, which is blue, ground ivy, which is blue or purple, and violets, which is blue and purple. And these guys are tough, tough, tough. A lady just walked in and she's got some ground ivy. Now, this weed spreads with underground roots, and it makes a flower. The flower makes a seed pod that explodes, and it's like a cannon shooting the seeds out in your lawn. And the only way to control it right now is with a product called Weed Beater Ultra. And it comes in a spray bottle that you attach your hose. You want to spray it when there's no rain in the forecast for 24 hours, so today wouldn't be the day, and come back a week later and do it again. And if you do that, you're going to knock it out of your lawn. Now, it's important that you start now. The reason is it's in bloom. If you say, well, I'm going to wait until May when the weather is nicer, the flowers are going to be pollinated by the bees and by the rain and the wind, and you're going to kill the plant, but the seeds are already made, and the seeds are going to explode, go into your lawn, and they'll germinate during the summer, and you'll have the weed problem all over again. So as soon as the weatherman says no rain for 24 hours, Weed Beater Ultra, apply it, wait a week, do it again. Dandelions and chickweed and that kind of stuff, one shot and it's gone. But if you look out in your yard and you see blue or purple, I'm blue-green colorblind, so I really can't tell. But if it's that blue-purple color, Weed Beater Ultra, made by Bonide, man, does it work.
This could be your year, the year when your flower beds burst with color, when you remember what homegrown vegetables are supposed to taste like, and when your lawn is more lush than you ever dreamed possible. Because this could be the year you discover Bradfield Organics. With Bradfield Organics fertilizers, you don't feed the plants, you feed the soil, and the soil feeds the plants. So you're working with nature, not against it. Sure, some chemical fertilizers give you quick results, but they're short-term. And what about children and pets? Bradfield Organics are safe, clean, and pleasant to use. Simply follow directions and the results can be dramatic and delicious. Chances are, even wild birds and butterflies will prefer your yard to the neighbors. Yes, this could be your year with Bradfield Organics. Choose from Luscious Lawn and Garden or Luscious Lawn Corn Gluten Blend, wherever exceptional garden products are sold.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
Better Than Rocks.
Okay, I'm coming right back on. Have a seat. Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're broadcasting live from Cataldo Nursery in Littleton, Massachusetts, exit 31 off of 495. Come on by and say hello. We'd love to see you and help you with your gardening problems. It's their spring open house. All kinds of sales and specials. The bird lady is here to help you to attract birds and to tell you how to get them to nest. There's a Techo Block van here to help you to build a patio or a walk wall. So all kinds of great information. And we have some sheep here for the kids. So come on by and say hello, and I'll be here until 2. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Peter from New Hampshire who has a question about his arborvitae.
Peter, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you this morning?
Terrific. And yourself?
Doing well. Doing well. I do have a question about an arborvitae. Last weekend, we transplanted an arborvitae. And,
okay.
And it's a big arborvitae. It probably runs around, 8 feet or so, 8 feet high.
Okay.
And when we pulled it out, we tried to dig a hole and grab dirt with the root ball. But when we pulled it out, all the dirt shook loose, and it was just just bare roots.
Right.
And so I have a little, I have a big concern about that. But what I did was, well, first of all, the roots weren't exposed very long. It was just transplanted to a spot that was a few feet away. We pre-dug the hole, and we got it in there with some compost. And then what I did is, the soil's pretty good. I put in liquid root stimulator right away, and also Holly Tone for the long run. And I even put in, my brother did Miracle-Gro as kind of like a foliar feed and root feed during the week. So, I'm not sure if I overdid it, but I guess what I'm wondering is, because we didn't grab enough dirt with that when we first pulled it out, what do you think the chances are that it's going to survive? And also, like, do you have any other ideas, any other thoughts getting it in a good situation?
You should be okay. This time of the year, the plant is still dormant. And what will happen is the plant knows that it's lost some of its roots. So what happens is instead of making 6, 8, 10 inches of new growth, it will only make 1 or 2 inches of new growth because that's how much of a root system that's still there. You have to say to yourself, whatever you see above the ground, the same thing is below the ground. So if you've got a tree that's 30 feet tall and 30 feet wide, the exact same image is below ground. It's not in the same, 30 feet deep. It's probably more in width than in depth. But every leaf has its own root to supply it with nourishment and water. So your plant's dormant. It's going to make less growth. You're going to keep it wet. So that a couple times a week, you're going to have to put, 10 gallons of water or more on it. And if you can find, and I'm sure you can find it, a product called BioTone, made by the people who make Holly Tone, it contains something called Mycorrhiza. And this is something that you can poke some holes in the ground and put it in. Or the new liquid Mycorrhiza called Plant Thrive. And there is a Plant Thrive for trees and shrubs. And this is a liquid form of Mycorrhiza. Mycorrhiza is a fertilizer that is replacing phosphorus. Phosphorus is a great fertilizer, but we've been using too much of it. And when you use it near water, it makes the algae in the ponds grow. And then you get this green film on the top. Mycorrhiza is a bacteria. It attaches itself to the root that's there on your plant and grows off of the root, doubling the size of the root system in a 60-day period. So if you can find the Plant Thrive, mix it in your bottle sprayer or in a watering can and pour it right around the plant to let it soak in, that will help with the loss of the root system. Other than that, you should be okay because we're in the type of weather that's cool. If you had done this in July and August when we were hitting 80 and 90, then you would have had a problem. So keep an eye on it. And if you see that the weather gets real, real hot and the long-range forecast is for that to continue, then get something called Wilt Proof. It's an anti-desiccant, and you would spray it on the foliage. It plugs up the pores where a tree sweats, and it holds the moisture in the plant so that it doesn't dry out as quickly. But for now, keep it wet. Use some of this Plant Thrive, and you'll be in great shape. Thank you, Peter. Don, who's up next?
This is Marge from Rhode Island, who has a question about a thorny weed.
Marge, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
I
have a small area on my property that I've been trying to clear out so I can plant some bushes. And I've got it all cleared out except for there's a vine growing, a very thorny, sharp vine growing underground. And I don't know how to kill it. I did go out and buy the maximum strength Roundup for poison ivy and 60 other type weeds, but I don't know if there's something out there better to use.
No, this the Roundup is very good, but you have to remember, Roundup can only be absorbed through the foliage. So if you pour it on the ground, it's going to do absolutely no good. And that's one of the really good benefits of Roundup. So that if you've got weeds growing underneath trees, a lot of these weed killers are absorbed through the root system. So if you use a weed killer like that and you use it underneath a lot of trees, you're killing that tree slowly. Roundup will only enter a plant through the foliage. So this is what I want you to do. If there's leaves visible and it's growing between other perennials, don't spray it with like a pump sprayer, because you're going to create like a mist. And if that hits perennials, it's going to kill your perennials. If there's no other plants around it, then just go ahead and spray it. Do it on a day where there's no rain in the forecast. That'll make a big, big difference. That way it has a chance to dry on the plant. Now, if it's growing between other plants, open up your container of ready-mix Roundup. Pour it in like a coffee can. Take a paintbrush about an inch wide, dip it into the coffee can with the Roundup, and paint the individual leaves. Just brush it on like you were painting a fence on the foliage. And that way you target the weed killer to the weed that you want to control and nothing else. And that way it will work very well. But again, it only is absorbed through the leaves, and if you get it on the ground, it doesn't do any good. So you're better off to wait until there's more foliage and you have some warmer weather. So it's got to be at least like 50 degrees out for the best results, 60 degrees, and you've got to have a lot of leaves. Otherwise, you're wasting your money and your time. Thank you. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. Don, who's next?
This is Joe from Massachusetts, who has a question about Ajuga.
Joe, good morning. Hi, Joe.
Hi. I have two questions for you.
Yes, sir.
One was on Ajuga. You partially answered that with a weed, Vita Ultra. The other is, I have a friend that has squirrels, and it gets into her flower pots and her garden, and it eats the bulbs in her garden and stuff, you know?
Right.
How do you get rid of the squirrels?
The thing that you want to do is you want to train them so they don't do that. And rabbits and squirrels are coming out of hibernation, and they're looking for fresh, tender foliage. And your tulips are coming up, crocuses and things like that. Two things work very well. One of them is called Shake Away. And a lot of the garden centers carry it. You just shake it right on top of the foliage of the plants and on the ground. The other one is called Bobex, B-O-B-B-E-X. And Bobex is a liquid. And in this case, it's going to be good for you. You mix it in a watering can and you apply it directly. Or you can buy it pre-mix and you spray it directly on the foliage of the plant. Now, they have different types of ingredients in it. And one of the ingredients is a predatory urine, coyote and wolf. So the animal comes out, it smells the urine of these predators, and because its instincts know that, whoa, this is an animal that could eat me, it's a little bit hesitant on going and continuing to feed in that area. So look for these two products, either Bobex or Shake Away, and they're very safe, they're very effective. But again, apply it when there's no rain in the forecast for at least 24 hours so that it can stick to the plant and stay on the surface so that when the animals arrive, they can smell it. And it will let them know that you're not welcome here, and if you stay around too long, you could be eaten by this predator. Okay, thank you. Don, who's next?
This is Pat from Maine, who has a question about pine trees.
Pat, good morning. How can we help you with your pine tree?
Yes. I have an old white pine. The circumference is 101 inches, and I notice the needles are turning down. I left pine needles on it over the winter time, and now I've raked them around the base of the trunk, and I don't know why my needles are turning brown. And then I have a jack pine that has sort of pale pink growth on the trunk. I don't know what's wrong with that. That's a pretty old tree, too, maybe 40 years old.
Okay. A tree that's that big around is really, really well established in your lawn. And some of the needle drop this year, especially in Maine, you know, you think about our winter. We had very little snow. I live in Kennebunk, and I don't think we had more than maybe 25 inches of snow for the whole winter. So we had a lot of the winter with open ground. The wind would blow across your yard, and the wind is very dry. And it was stealing moisture from the ground from evergreen plants. If there was snow on the ground, it would pull the moisture out of the snow. We didn't have any. So it pulled the moisture from things like pachysandra and English ivy, arborvitaes, spruces, firs, and pine. So what's happening is because the plant had this dehydration, it's lost some of the older needles. They were damaged. They're going to fall. And my house in Kennebunk is the same thing. I've seen a lot more brown needles at the base of the tree than I normally have. But they will be replaced with new growth in the days to come. So don't panic. Everything is fine. It's the tree adapting to the weather pattern. And if it drops some of its needles, it's dropping it so that it doesn't lose internal moisture. It's a safety mechanism. And as far as the growth on the plant, look and see if it's on the north side. If it's on the north side of the tree where it gets shade, that's perfectly normal. Our phone number, 800-259-9231.
Having a healthy, beautiful lawn isn't hard. In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. Hi, this is Ashton Ritchie from Scotts. With Scotts' 4-step annual program, having a great lawn couldn't be simpler because it takes the guesswork out of giving your lawn what it needs when it needs it. Scotts' 4-step distills it all down to just 4 applications you make throughout the year. 4 bags of the precise mix of nutrients your lawn needs at the precise time it needs them. 4 easy steps that take you just minutes, yet give your lawn what it needs to be its best all year. To solve problems like weeds, bugs, and thin spots, and help it be the healthy, beautiful lawn you and your family want. The time to get started with Scott's 4-step? Now. So get to your local hardware store or garden center today and get a great Scott's lawn. Easy as 1, 2, 3. You get the idea.
With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought conditions, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life. Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. We are at Cataldo's in Littleton, Massachusetts, exit 31 off of 495. Come on by and say hello. We'd love to see you. I'll be here until 2. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Jane from New Hampshire, who has a question about apple tree care.
Hi, Jane. Good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi. I've got a couple questions. We recently moved to Dover, New Hampshire,
okay,
next to a construction company, and I wondered what kind of plant can we use to screen the site of the construction. You mentioned Leland cypress, but not, you know, above the cape. The other question,
Leland. Okay, what was the second question? The
question is that you mentioned something about apple tree care a few weeks ago. Where to get that information, and I just wondered if you can repeat that again.
Okay, for an evergreen privacy hedge in New Hampshire, the Leland cypress is not winter hardy that far north.
Okay.
The first thing you want to do is to check with the neighbors to see if you have deer. If you have deer, then you cannot use arborvitae because the deer love arborvitae. It's like putting ketchup on top of pot roast. On top of meatloaf. I mean, they just love it. So what your best plants would be spruces or fir trees. So like blue spruce, green spruce. You can plant white pine. or any type of evergreen like that. But arborvitae, it's out of the question. They're going to eat it as fast as you can grow it.
Okay.
So stay away from that.
Is there any that grows faster than others, are there spruce or fir trees?
Spruce will grow about a foot a year.
Okay.
So they're very hardy. And the green will grow faster than the blue because the blue has like a powdery covering on it. And whenever you have a color to the leaf, it slows down the overall growth of that plant. So I think if you could do with the spruce family or white pine and keep them sheared, then
I don't
that,
like
that
the white
give,
pine.
Okay, then stick with the spruce. Okay. Now, what was your second question?
It's apple trees. We have
apple trees
around it. Yeah.
Okay. Apple trees right now should be pruned. So if you want to control the size, now is the time to do the pruning. It's the time to get rid of anything that's dead, diseased, or broken. If you have two branches growing in different direction and they're crisscrossing and rubbing, you want to remove one of those branches so that this rubbing will stop, and that way you won't make an entryway for insects and diseases to get into the plant. Now, one of the better products to use on fruit trees is a product called Organocide. Organocide is an organic insect and disease control product. It was developed in Florida for the citrus industry, and it will do the same thing in New England for apples, peaches, pears, plums, and cherries. And that is something that you would apply every 2 weeks when the flowers begin to fall. So as soon as you see that the flowers are falling, then spray the Organocide every 2 weeks. And remember, it's all organic, it's all natural, and that way you'll have better apples. But when the tree's in bloom, do nothing. If you spray the apple or the peach or the pear or the cherry when it's in bloom, you're going to abort the flowers, and that means no fruit. The other thing that you could do that would really help it is a general-purpose fertilizer like Plant Tone or Tree Tone. These are good products. They're slow release. They're all organic, and it will help to give you bigger apples. And it will help the root system to go deeper into the ground so that if it does get hot and dry, hopefully it will get dry here pretty soon. I've had 27 inches of rain at my house in Kennebunk in the last 5 weeks, so I've had more than my share, like a lot of you. But it will help the roots to go deeper, and that way you'll have a stronger tree and a tree that's better able to retain the fruit. Okay? Now, if we can help you, go to my website, paulparent.com, click on newsletter, and apply for it. It comes every Thursday. It's free, and we'll send you 4 stories every single Thursday about your garden and some tips and ideas of what to do. Other than that, we'll see you next Sunday. Have a great week, everybody.